How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to the Big Six. Apologies for the delay. Obviously, Grizz had to finish off his stream over on his channel. If you're subscribed to his channel, then you'll know he was streaming, so you'll know why we're running a little bit late. But we're also running a little bit late because Tobes...
I was going to say, calling me out. Look at Toby. My brother's even here. He's in the
I can't lie. He flew back from Nigeria today, so I'm not sure if...
Top four party, innit? Top four party, man, now. as soon as he's top four now, he's prestige, innit? So he's thinking, yo, I'm going to come in a nice entrance.
He's been raving it out since they got top four. This is the pinnacle of his career, life, everything. Man. This is come for celebration. He's in the pina coladas. Yeah, man, top four. This is the trophy. They're craving a trophy. This is their trophy, man.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%, man. Living life, man. Big up, Tobes.
Everyone else is here, though. So big up everyone here. Big up Tobes as well, whether he's sleeping or enjoying whatever he's doing. I'm sure he'll be with us soon. If he's not with us, I've messaged Fuad as well. So hopefully a Tottenham fan can join us today. But it's not really about Tottenham today. It's about Liverpool, first and foremost. Obviously, the Champions League final preview. And then we're going to do Premier League team of the season. We're going to run down from goalkeeper to striker and give you guys a big six Premier League team of the season. Before we get going and before I pass it to Grizz to get started with the Champions League talk, make sure you're subscribed to Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Matisse, Skullfuggery, and you might as well subscribe to Tobes as well. He's not here, but, you know, he's part of the team. So show some love to every single channel in the description below. FM London sponsoring the channel as always. 10% off all men's items. Use the link in the description below for that. Boxers, vests, joggers, tracksuits, hoodies, all of that. FM London, make sure you show them some love. And the official Big Six channel, we've got another video coming out in the next couple of weeks. Look out for that. Top six Premier League attacking mids, number 10s. So look out for that because.
Was that a crazy one or was that just a kind of a quiet one?
I can't remember.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think, man. Was there madness in that one?
There's not a single episode on that thing that is quiet. There's no such thing.
Yeah. Was that the one you messed up on? Oh, yeah, that's the one you messed up on.
No, I recovered on this one.
Oh, you recovered? Yeah.
Yeah, recovery.
Recovery.
So put the notification bell on as well, people, show some love to the official channel. A lot more content to come out over there. And yeah, now it's time. Champions League final, Liverpool-Madrid. Revenge on the cards, Grizz. Talk to me. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous. Totally opposite of last. Going into last weekend, obviously, we know the emotional rollercoaster of last weekend. But going into it, it was like it was out of our hands. You know, it was one of those ones, go into it, do our bit, and then see what happens. This week's different, man. This week hits you differently, man. The build-up to the Champions League final is like nothing else, man. It's mad when you can go into a final against probably the greatest football club in the world, right, in terms of their history and legacy and everything, and say with your chest that you're favourites. And I think it's fair to say we're favourites without being cocky about it, without being overconfident. And that's testimony to the job Klopp and my team's done for me, man, this season watching them. So, but yeah, listen, when you're playing up against Hall of Famers like Modric, you know what I mean, and Benzema, it's nothing's a given. Many teams will speak, or City, Chelsea, PSG, they will tell you that if you don't finish them off, these guys have got this mysticism about them, this aura about them that never say die. And they own this competition. Like, how many times have I talked about, from an English point of view, I banter us guys about, yeah, listen, we eat a big table, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're the daddies of this big table. I just eat at this table, man. These guys just like at the front, at the head of the table. Real Madrid, 13 times, say what you want about them, but they own this shit, man. So, but look, my team's proved again and again and again that we can mix it with these guys. And the last 4 or 5 years' developments got us to a stage where I think we're probably favourites going into this game, which is mad, which is mental. Any team that's Casemiro, Militao, Vinicius, Benzema, Cruz, yeah, we're favourites. So I'm feeling good, hella nervous, absolutely. Flying out tomorrow night. So,
yeah.
You know, once I get out there, you know what I mean? You guys are going to get a lot of pictures in our WhatsApp group, you know what I mean? Me eating different types of baguettes and croissants and all of that business, you know what I mean? don't block me. if we lose, then I'm going to remove myself from the WhatsApp because I can't handle it. I won't be able to handle it. I'm telling you now, I'm not going to handle it. I'm going to remove myself. But if we win, you're just going to get like me hanging off.
I might remove you if you win.
Yeah, I'm going to be unbearable from the top of the Eiffel Tower. That's what I'm saying.
When are you back, Grizz? You're going to the game
Sunday. Sunday, okay. I'm probably not going to make the parade. I'm trying to make the parade, which is about 4 p.m. So I'm going to be hitting back to UK 1 p.m. It's going to be a tight call. But if we win the Champions League, I'm going to be at a parade by hook or by crook. If we don't, then I'm going to just let it slide in it.
There's still be a parade if you don't win, though,
still having a parade if you don't win it.
Yeah.
Hey?
You're still having a parade if you don't win it.
Yeah, it'll still probably be like, you know what I mean, a proper parade.
Another trophy in it that they missed out
but,
on.
But no, it's just fizzy, celebrate. Basically,
the fizzy pop trophy and that.
No, look, it's going to be a celebration for the cups and the league and all the disasters of last season. We didn't get a chance to celebrate with the fans, so it's something that our glorious fan base deserves, you know, regardless of the outcome. But obviously, it will look a bit shallow without the Champions League. I get that, and I admit other rival fan bases to banter me about that. But from our point of view, and I mean, it's a chance to rejoice, man. The last few seasons, man. Last season was a disaster, a lot of tragedy, personal tragedy. So we need the time to rejoice and get together and feel.
Listen, I love a word. I can't promise that, but I love a word with Pep and that, and see if he'll body the trophy in it, and then you can pretend it's like 2019 and put red ribbons on it.
Well, next time if you do that, we might lend you a few fans to make your parade.
Oh,
you don't
need your kind of fans, innit?
Barter. We'll do barter. You give us a go.
You're happy,
man.
I've been teaching, Chris. Chris is learning from me, man.
Hey, they might have to put a fire blanket over the buildings again. You know, you keep trying to set fire to your own buildings and shit. That happened last time.
We're worldwide now. We've become a bit more cultured than that. Come on, Steve. Those are years ago, man. Come on, Steve. We're cultured.
Back in the old days.
Come on.
Back in the old days, mate. You know what I'm saying?
The old days, lads.
But yeah, excited. Nervous. Nervous, excitement. Everything that you should be going into a Champions League final because you don't know the outcome. Like against Spurs, I knew we were going to win. Yeah, 100%.
So did I. Against I bet Spurs. On you.
No. Against Spurs, I didn't have an ounce of doubt, lads. I felt like I don't give a shit what Son, Kane, all these guys do. We're going to take home the Champions League. This doesn't feel like that. This feels like fucking mighty clash. Anything can happen. They're mad. It could be 1 minute to go, blah, 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 whatever. We know what they've done and do, right? But we could do a City on them, where we just blitz them in the first 20, 30 minutes, get a couple of goals lead, and then it could be game over. So it's one of those games where you can't call, and that's where it should be, a cup final. Biggest two clubs in world football, this is what it's about, bro.
I feel like Liverpool should convincingly beat them. But, you know, when you talk about heritage or you talk about Real Madrid's, you know, kind of comebacks this season, I generally don't think it's luck, man. They've just got that in it, you know what I mean? I think Ancelotti has that in it.
It's a fine line, man. It's a fine line. Steve will tell you how many fine lines in their game. Chelsea will tell you how many fine lines in their game. I get it, but it's a fine line between saying it's luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah. No, I don't think it is luck. And I think for me, but the thing is, there's also a fine line of Liverpool coming in and wiping them to the sword and just kind of their attack is deadly. For me, if you're looking at Europe, the most deadliest attack is Liverpool. You know what I mean? You can hate it all you want. But Diaz, Salah, Mane, Jota coming off the bench, it's scary. But then you've got to look at Real Madrid's midfield, the spirit, the heart, and the resilience they got in the Champions League knockout game. You know what I mean? One game to decide it all. I think Real Madrid could do it, but I don't know. It's more hope than anything. You get me? And I feel like for me, Liverpool could do the job. But I just feel like Real Madrid have just got something in them to shadow and to kind of rattle Liverpool. And if they do that, and they try to rattle Salah and they try to do this and whatnot, we'll see. But I don't know, man. I just think Liverpool have got something about them, man. I just don't know what it is.
Fabinho's fit, right?
Liverpool will beat him.
Yeah.
Liverpool will beat him.
Steve's saying that.
No, it won't be easy, but Liverpool will beat him. If Liverpool take it to the same intensity, if they take it to the same level of intensity as they came to the Etihad or Anfield, they beat him because... We bottled it against them. We was 1 minute away from winning that. We bottled it against them. I don't think Liverpool will. I think they could see that game out. I'm expecting Liverpool to beat them. Liverpool's a better side than them. This team, the Real Madrid team, they got a lot of experience and they have got great individual players, but over two legs, City absolutely dominated them. And bar 2 minutes, which cost us, it is what it is. I don't think Liverpool would make that mistake. I don't think with Virgil van Dijk at the back and the way they are, I don't think they do that. And Liverpool have also proved, like, they went down to Villarreal, but they can be patient. And I just think Liverpool take them deep and they're going to be dangerous. But if Liverpool switched on, I don't honestly see Liverpool losing it. I don't. Real Madrid, yeah, it's all this heritage bullshit at the end of the day, but they didn't have the heritage last year.
Hey, Steve, listen, you were disrespecting the heritage last round, then they didn't work out.
You jumped on me, let me finish. Who beat them last year? We beat them three times in the last few years, and nobody said out about heritage then. But Man City, the plastic club in our history, beat Real Madrid in the Bernabeu three times on the spot, but nobody said out. So, come on, listen, Benzema's having an outstanding season. He's really, really on it and dangerous. You've got to respect it. But Liverpool, look at the numbers they're putting forward. Look at the way they're blowing teams away. The Premier League's so strong at the minute. Look, they've just gone to a title race right down to the wire. I'm expecting Liverpool to go over there and win it.
I think Real Madrid's midfield could be the key. I think they've got a better midfield than Liverpool. I don't know if you agree with me there, Grizz, but
is Thiago fit and Fabinho's fit?
Fabinho and Thiago was huge pressure and huge doubts. But Fabinho is back and Thiago is winning the fitness battle. So that's what they're saying at the moment. Hopefully, you know, he's going to train tomorrow. But it's there. It's hopefully they can manage the pain, they said, because that's huge, man. Like Fabinho and Thiago. If you take out Fabinho and Thiago up against that midfield that you guys are talking about, that's one of the most experienced and successful midfields in club football, man. Casemiro, Kroos, and Modric. That's some legendary shit there, man. Four European Cups each or something like that. It's mental.
With Valverde in there, and he operates as a midfielder, but then he also goes on the right to kind of make it a five in midfield. So I think they've got more depth in there. I think they can change it around with Camavinga. I just don't see Liverpool, man. They always change it around, try and bring on Milner. Klopp does this habit where he'll just come and bring on Milner for some reason, or Keita might come and drop in there or something. And for me, sometimes is the balance the same? I'm not sure. But I think Real Madrid's kind of ability to do it. I don't know. You disagree with me there?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm backing you up, to be honest, because Liverpool over the last couple of games have been conceding first, and I've seen them leak chance after chance in that last game of the season. Liverpool, look... Listen, I know they can always go another game, but they've had a long season, man. They've played two domestic cup finals. They've gone to every competition. They've been picking up injuries, you know, and they look like they're a little bit tired, some of them, you know. Salah's not 100%. Really been performing at the peak. So we can call off this heritage thing as much as we want. But at the end of the day, Real Madrid are still here in this final, and they've got to this final every single tie. They've literally just managed to find a way through based on, you know, heritage, really. It's not based on dominating anything, and it's a one-off game, and anybody can win a one-off game. And like Saeed says, I've seen that midfield, although he keeps going with Kroos, Modric every single time. I think I don't think he's gonna take out Kroos for this game, but Camavinga, every time he comes onto this pitch, he changes the whole game. He did it against PSG, Chelsea. Yeah, he's a proper player. He done it against Man City. Every single time he comes on, he changes the whole game, and he's a quality player. And if he comes on and Liverpool don't have all of their top midfielders out there and Thiago is missing, etc., and they can't control that midfield, listen, it could be a long day. I don't know if Henderson can match up to it. It's not going to be easy for them. And I'm very interested to see Vinicius on that left wing as well, a final point. Because if they play that high line with Vinicius over there, Trent's got to be at his best defensively again, like he was against Chelsea. As long as he is on that level, then he'll be fine. But if he's not on that level, and they play too high up with Vinicius, they're going to have problems.
I can't see past. Can Real's defence cope with Liverpool's attack? I can't see past that argument. I know the midfield battle is important, 100%, but...
Do you know what, though? Liverpool don't have to go crazy from the off. If I'm Klopp, I'm telling my fullbacks to just dig in a little bit and don't go too far forward. Let's get a foot in the game, give everyone a touch of the ball, start knocking about, get everyone comfortable in the game, let the fans settle. and then turn the screw on him. If you start bombing forward, that's where that Vinicius will get in behind Trent if he goes too gung-ho. That's the problem. Kyle Walker in the second leg was unreal on him until he went off, and then it all went to shit. And like you say, it's you've just got to be careful. It's
do you know what the fear of that, Steve, though? What? We're at our best when we start off with a tempo. If you let Madrid...
Yeah, but you did that with us at the Etihad and you got caught early. And that's what I was saying. You get because when you do that line.
But Steve, you guys are the only team that press insanely like us. They don't, Steve. Their midfielders, you know, they can't press like our teams can. Their forwards don't press like
us. They come late. They come late. It's mad. They come alive late. Look at them against Chelsea. Look at them against us. Whereas it's also like as if they let you. You know,
tie yourself out. Yeah, like the boxing.
And then you go and do your shit, and then all of a sudden the older boys start. Whereas I'd throw the cat amongst the pigeons and go, you know what? You come at us. You're Real Madrid. You're the big dogs coming at Liverpool. And I think if you draw them out a little bit, bang! I think you kill them.
I think it's intriguingly set up, man. It's mad.
I'm looking forward to the game, mate. I swear to God, the last few weeks have been absolutely madness of stressful football. I know you're going to be stressed there, but I'm actually.
Switch off and enjoy it, yeah. Down, man.
And I'm watching a great game of football. I am. Yeah. And I get slagged on my channel for this, but I said I want Liverpool to win, and they're all going, why the fucking... I'm just really not that kind of person.
The friendly rivalry.
Listen, Liverpool want the English team to beat them. I've been to Madrid. They kicked me in the bollocks. It hurt. So I want Liverpool.
Revenge on Real Madrid, basically.
Yeah. Madrid.
Just say you don't like Real Madrid. Just say
it. That's how it works.
I know you. I've never seen someone with a bigger agenda against.
His proper agenda against Real Madrid. You don't want to
see
that.
That's how it works, isn't it? Certain games, certain occasions leave you wounded for life.
To be fair, Real Madrid are same as well. I remember when Nani got a red card, but it was never a red card. And bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I've never forgiven that game ever since. Obviously, the referee was there, but Real Madrid in that game. So I get where you're coming from, Steve, because when that game burns you in that moment, when Real Madrid found that heritage,
it's the same with Barcelona.
The Liverpool European Cup thing doesn't burn me because we've never won one, so it doesn't burn me. It burns United fans. It burns everybody else.
No, not really.
I don't reach it if Liverpool win 15.
They've won it six times, though. They've won it six times. It don't really burn me like that.
It doesn't matter to me if they win it 15 times. Not asked. At the end of the day, not bothered. Let them win it. I'm not.
It's like Barcelona with me when they knocked us out of the Champions League. I hated Barcelona ever since then with that last-minute Iniesta goal. But I'm still taking Real Madrid over Liverpool personally for me because
of course.
I'm not here to see Liverpool win a single another bit of silverware. They've already won two on my head top. Yeah, I don't need another one.
Games, man.
I get that completely from Matisse's side. I get that. And most of our fan bases, like, you know, when Chelsea were in finals,
just in general, Liverpool.
I didn't care.
Just in general.
We don't want to see Liverpool do shit.
Yeah, man. Just go back to, you know what I mean, them days, man. What's it? Jordan Henderson and them,
Paul Konchesky and them, man.
Paul Konchesky, man. I miss them days, man.
Ricky Lambert. That was them were the days, man.
Them were the days, man.
Roy Hodgson.
Who did you support then?
Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal. You know, Liverpool fan base, I have to ask yourself. So, I don't remember noticing a lot of Liverpool fans in the early 2000s. So, I'm not trying to dig anyone out. Yo. I actually don't remember.
What are you going with this?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to say, like, you know what I mean? Like, people talking about United fans being glory supporters. I want to know where this batch of Liverpool fans have come from. There's a lot of them now, you know. There's a lot of them now, man. I don't know.
In the 90s, when I used to play football as a kid in the park, there was a fair few Liverpool fans with a candy top on, innit? Remember the candy top?
Yeah, John Barnes and that.
There was a few knocking. I went to an all-boys school in North Manchester, and there was a few Liverpool knocking about. I've seen them since, and they've changed, but then I think they're back now.
Yeah, but you were in school in the 80s.
All it is, it's different.
Like, I think it's just like, people just being quieter, isn't it? When you're
Matisse,
when you're
going through
shit, Matisse, you don't have a voice when you're going through shit.
Yeah. Matisse is coming through with a seriousness and context and an analytical reply.
He saved it there. Come on, man.
I can save myself. I can handle myself. But
all right, okay.
But Matisse, Saeed, look.
That was a genuine question. No, you don't want me to reply now.
No, you don't want me to talk to you now, right? Okay, no,
yeah, leave me alone, man.
Okay.
This is a little bit of a question, man. But,
yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. It's like when your little brother, comes to punch you in the arm. You, yeah. And then you turn around, like, you're saying, like, what? And then he's like, no, I'm joking.
That's what I said to you, though, innit, when you asked me that question on Twitter. Someone asked me a question about someone better than someone else, and I was like, yo, joke around, man.
Listen, we've got some super chats here that I want to get through. Wayne says, big up Steve and Saeed, the realest, and the rest of the panel. Best show on YouTube by far. Love from Dublin. Big up you.
Big up, man.
Wayne. Kamal says, when's the next Big Six quiz? It is this Thursday, people. This Thursday, 9 p.m. is the end of the season quiz, so make sure you guys are here for that one. Funny you ask, because it's been a little while since we've done it last. I think last time we done it, we was averaging under 1,000 viewers per show live. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works with a few thousand watching. But yeah, the Big Six, Big Fat Quiz of the Season this Thursday. Make sure you are, not this Thursday, next Thursday, sorry. What am I saying? Make sure you're there. Pac-Man says, quick shout out to Daps. Cal on Coppish coming with mad salt against City. Makes me appreciate how level-headed Grizz is about Liverpool. Respect. Oh, Cal. Cal's usually calm.
Yeah, what's happened?
That's some wild shit going on over there, man. OJ Simpson shit.
OJ Simpson, you know. That's mad.
I might have to watch that after. Big up Coppish, man. Big up Daps as well. Eagle Eye Football said, big up. Show idea, the next six, I can rep Palace.
The next six, you know.
The next six. That is hilarious.
The next six, man. We might be in there, man.
Hold on a minute. Can you imagine if you got relegated from the show?
Palace are in the next six. It should be called the next six.
Yo, we need another.
We've just about made it, man.
That's the idea, though. You know that Matisse talk about relegation and thing. We could have a mad system.
It could work.
Big six, the next six, and the bottom six.
Yeah, that could work. I'm telling you.
We might have to think about that for next season. I can't lie. John says Madrid will win. Benzema winner, and he says we're underestimating Madrid again.
No, not one of us who underestimated Madrid.
No.
That Benzema man. Like I say, if you take a step back and look at the numbers that guy's doing this season, I was watching some Spanish show the other day, and they were saying like he's literally in the best shape of his career. He's lost weight. He just looks a totally different animal. It's like he's thinking, you know what? I'm coming to the end of my career now. I'm on it, and the goal he scored at the Etihad was not even a chance. Only him scores that. Do you know what I mean? The penalty, he missed two penalties against Osasuna, and then goes and does that little chip against us as if it's nothing. You know what I mean? So he is dangerous, mate. He is, and he's a pleasure to watch, man.
He feeds off scraps, and that's the dangerous thing about it. One little mistake from someone, you know what I mean, and he's just in there, and he's just an animal, man. So.
Big Virgil's got to be on him.
Yeah. The thing is with Benzema for me is that this guy, like you said, he doesn't need much to score. You cannot give him a single little glimpse of an opportunity. If you even give him half a little chance, he'll take it. He's quality. I think he's right now for me that he's the best striker in the world. I think he's just he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Easy. Yeah.
Couple more super chats. Abo says Liverpool have to be perfect to win. Salah needs his 2018-19 form back. Real Madrid just need a few counters to score. Liverpool have to finish Real Madrid in the first 30 minutes. Diaz's time to shine. Let me just save this one here from Regine. Masood says, Steve, if Liverpool win the Champions League, having already won the FA Cup and Carabao Cup, do you think they've had a better season than Man City?
Yeah, probably three trophies in the cabinet. One of them, the big boy. He's good. They'd have had a better season if they'd have had the one we've got in. But listen, I'm not gonna argue. We got a decent trophy, so we're happy. I'm sure they're happy if they win that.
And Messi FC says to Bernis, how can't you be salty losing by 1 point? Madrid have so much Champions League final experience. And Regine says, don't know who's gonna win, but Trent is about to get the rest of his life. Walker has pace. Vinny will skin him if he pushes up. And the last one here from Mohammed before we get into, well, I'm going to say predictions, but we need to talk about that first. Mohammed says, big up my brothers Steve, Saeed and Grizz. Don't ever hate on City, champions of England. Manchester will always be blue. Uncle Benzie is coming for you, Grizz. A bit of poetry there. Love for the love.
You met him, Grizz, innit?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, you met him, innit?
Oh, is that... Is that the brother of Mohammed Van
Bain? Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Run with a picture, yeah? Photoshop in full effect, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You met him in Dubai?
I seen you in real life, brother. That must be when he was 16, bro. Come on. Nah,
big man, he's trying to get the wife in, man. I love him, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Where did you meet him? Where did you know him?
Dubai. He met me in Dubai. He was over from Canada.
Okay.
So, and in Dubai, yeah, big up yourself, yeah, man, 100%. Nice. I didn't recognize him, man. Sorry.
South London says, question for Grizz: how can Liverpool tackle City next season with the addition of Haaland?
We're used to Man City buying players, Chelsea buying players, Man United buying players. We just keep doing what we're doing and try our best, man. Anyway, thank you for the super chat.
Might be Alvarez you got to watch, man, after scoring the 6 last night.
Yeah. I think he'd probably be sent on loan, knowing you lot.
Nah, Pep's played him at left back, probably.
You know what? You probably would, you know. You just never know with this Pep guy, man.
Another question for Grizz. What's the preferred lineup you'd like to see against Madrid? Mane to Bayern breaking again now. Gakpo links legit. So a few questions there.
In it, man. Got his money's worth in it for that super chat, Turkish. What are you saying?
I don't know. Pick one and keep it moving. Nah, I'm joking.
Yeah. Preferred lineup. Mane, Diaz thing, the usual back three. And the Konate Matip is the only dilemma. I'm torn, man. Every night I change my mind. Tonight I'm thinking Matip. I may change it tomorrow. Bayern, Mane, yeah, Mane looks like he wants Pastures new. He's asking his agent to...
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mane's agent is saying, yeah, man, our time is done here, which is absolutely respect to him. And I've got no qualms if he wants to leave. But it's going to be sad, but we keep it moving.
What, this summer he wants to go? Interesting.
Exclusive on air, man. Live. Look at that, man. Always exclusive for Grizz, man.
There was that interview in it where he said, I'll tell you if I'm staying or going after the final. Yeah. And that just seemed weird. So, to be honest... If you stay in, you just say it, wouldn't you? If you go in.
Funny how he said it, though, after Salah said it. And he was like, you know what? I don't want to be like Salah, man. So I'm going to keep it.
No, he did. No, he did. Stop stirring this shit again. Stop stirring this. It's nothing to do with it. Because he said it was total different interviews, man.
I love the way everybody tries to pit Salah and Mane against each other.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not, man, because they're two brothers, innit? But I'm just saying, innit, the way the timing was, it was a bit odd.
But Sadio Mane does prefer PSG France to Bayern, but it all depends about the money and whatnot, innit?
When's his contract run out? Is it
1 year left, man. Same with Salah, same with Bobby. You know what I mean? So okay. We've got decisions to make. So I don't see all three of them being given new contracts. And with Salah's, Mane's agent making noises to other clubs, I think it's inevitable. But you never know. You never know. Let's see. It might emotional, innit? You know what it's like when you win a Champions League? How many players have we seen change their mind because of the emotion and the passion and everything? And so shit can happen, but let's see how it goes.
Sayer says, I think Real Madrid will win against Liverpool from a Mourinho fan in the USA. And Shaquille says, big up all of you from a yardie. But Turkish, I think it's about time you switch clubs. Too much, my guy. Listen, you can never switch clubs. Loyalty is a big thing for me, not only football, but in life. Loyalty is a massive thing. So can never entertain that talk. But listen, not so much predictions, but obviously me and Saeed, we was tied at the top of the prediction table. Let me just bring it back up now. Here we are, tied at the top. Off the back of this conversation, I was getting a gist of how Saeed, I don't know what he thinks about this game, but he doesn't want to say a prediction first. I won't say it first. So I think if we both message, let's say we both message Steve our predictions.
Yeah.
And we put third place on the line, Saeed. Are you happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Let's do it now.
Yeah. Cool.
Is this based on the correct score? Based on...
That's what I was thinking.
If you both go for the same team, what happens then?
Same format, innit?
Yeah,
same. All right, cool.
What if it's not decided with this as well?
Lads, just a very, very quick one on Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane. He's done an interview today or question and answer, and he says, come back to me on Saturday and I will give you the best answer you want to hear. For sure, it's special.
Oh, he's definitely staying.
That's what I mean, innit? It could mean anything. No. You've got to remember, English is not their first language, so you can't get lost in translation in the context and how they're saying it. So,
is there any more team news the boys need to hear before they do their predictions as well? We don't want you to go in. What's this? The main thing for me is the big one. We need to make sure
the wins, innit?
I need to give you all the information you possibly could have, because otherwise, we don't want this one to.
No, I'm keeping my mouth shut.
I've sent my prediction to Steve already, so it's on Saeed now. Let me get this super chat.
Yeah, I've sent it now as well.
Okay.
Ben says, read that Madrid have never lost a Champions League final in over 30 years or something. That's mad. So, Steve, you've got both our predictions. First and foremost, have you predicted something different?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's good. Either way, it's going to be a winner.
Oh, if this match isn't... These predictions are for the 90 minutes, yeah? If this match isn't decided in the 90 minutes, then the table is the table. Me and Saeed split the... the money, the winning.
Cool.
And yeah, people that was asking me about Tobes' challenge, I've got the thing here that I need to...
The whole bag.
later this week. So I'm going to drop this to Tobes later this week.
Wow, geez, man. I can't look at the packaging.
Oh man, just even looking at the packaging.
One score for Rich is the reason why that's not going to me, fam.
Tell you, man. Lost to God.
So wait, hold on, because I'm just a bit sidetracked with this money stuff, yeah? News, like, just broke now. What do you mean? What's going on?
You're not involved anyway, man. So
why am I not involved? Am I saying these scores now?
Yeah, go on, tell us. Go on.
No, wait, hold on.
You're not involved, bro.
Why am I not involved?
Because you came second. You came second.
Yeah, you're 1 point behind. And just like in the title race, you don't get a medal for that.
A wise man once said, "You are where you are."
Okay.
You know, Grizz took this league so seriously. I'm so disappointed.
He was on the top the most, you know, as well. I don't need to hear that.
Right, so Turkish's and Saeed's predictions are in. Yeah?
Yeah.
Saeed has predicted Real Madrid 2, Liverpool 1.
After hyping us up all that time.
This is to win, though. It doesn't mean that.
Right. And Turkish has predicted Liverpool 3.
3.
Real Madrid won.
Of course he has. That's battle for the title. Wow.
Yeah.
So somebody will win and somebody will lose. Nobody's playing it safe on that one. Yeah.
Hold on. So if it's a draw at 90 minutes?
Then obviously, to tell it, we're going to split.
Yeah, we're going
to
split.
Well, whoever wins penalties, no?
Nah, well...
I don't mind.
Whoever wins penalties still won the game. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I know. Chelsea fans this week tried to change the laws of the game and say penalties don't count.
Penalties do count.
I know you do, but certain gremlins, you know what I mean, out there, like Liverpool, they don't count because they won on penalties.
Whoever lifts the trophy, will know who wins this.
Are you doing penalties or not? Are you doing this?
Yeah. So whoever wins, because we've picked the opposite team. Whoever wins it, we take it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Winner takes all.
I've got Liverpool, Saeed's got Madrid. That's where it'll be decided, people. And on Monday's show, Tobes will be starting off the show with the Chili One Chip Challenge.
Full screen, please, Turkish.
Yeah. And the first 5 minutes is going to be full screen, no water, no nothing. And then.
Whoa!
Jeez.
Is that? Does he already know that agreement? I think that's fair for him not being.
I'm already scared for next season.
At the beginning of the season, so we can go back and do VAR.
Cool. And for him not being on the show tonight.
Hold on a minute. Needs to transfer my 500 quid before he eats that.
Yo, this brother's taking L's everywhere. Oh my days, he owes you £500.
Yeah,
that's what I realized. That's why Steve was doing stupid predictions in last week, because he knew he's got 500 coming from Toby already. Come.
You know what I'm gonna do?
This is what I'm gonna do. Yeah. This is what I'm going to do. I said this to Toba. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get Toba to put it out there on his channel next year to find a Tottenham fan, a young Tottenham fan that's never been to a match. Maybe his dad can't afford it. Maybe his dad's working, never got tickets, whatever. And we're going to buy him tickets for the Tottenham game of whichever one we can get. And I'm going to give them some money to Toba. And he's going to pay for the guy's travel, take him to the match, have him a good time. Take him to the pub after, buy him a scarf, buy him a shirt, and give him a proper day out.
And the hokey pokey as well. And the hokey pokey and that.
Yeah, he was going to do the hokey pokey, Ed Sheeran dance. Yeah. He's going to do it all, man. And I can't get further than that. And Toby can make someone's life like that. It's not really a bet, is it? He's lost a bet, but I'm giving it back to a proper fan. So he needs to pick the right person. So we'll make sure that gets done.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
And I'm sending £100 to Turkish. AFTV to get all the AFTV crew some beers on Toby.
Couple more here that's just come in. I've read that one already. Big Steve, thoughts on the news of Zinny to Arsenal that's just broke? Thanks for your Haaland detective what? Work on Tuesday. Love from the US.
What, Zinchenko?
No.
I see it in the chat. A few people have said it. Who broke what? That news?
Who? Yeah, I need to know who broke.
Unless we've got a left back lined up.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, Cucurella. Yeah. But unless, I don't know, I can't see it, unless he wants to leave. But listen, he'd be a great sign for Arsenal. He would.
Yeah, because Fingy's always injured, isn't it, Tierney? So it'd be a good.
Earlier today, I swear I heard Tottenham were interested, and with Conte there, that made sense. But I don't know where this one's come from. I don't know if someone can let me know in the chat. But yeah, it would be a good signing. I'd take him. Nicholas says, any comments about the match last night, the Conference League? Matisse, what's your thoughts on Tammy?
Goodness. Honestly, I've watched the Europa League and the Conference League finals, and I can't wait for the Champions League final because the levels is just not the same. The levels is not the same whatsoever. Roma absolutely stanked the place out after they scored, and Mourinho went to this criminal football and decided that, they were treating the ball like a hot potato. They couldn't pass out from the back. Every time Roma had possession, they just launched it long and it was just aimless balls. They weren't even looking to even try and find the striker in the channels or anything. It was awful. Feyenoord did try and play some football, to be fair to them. Their number five at left back or left wing back, whoever he is, he looks very good. I think Man United linked to him, Saeed. Can't remember his name, but he looked really good. Feyenoord did knock it about quite nicely, but yeah, man. Give me the Champions League
left final. Left back in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, honestly, even the Europa League final, Frankfurt versus Rangers, wasn't great. I've seen better games where Rangers played Dortmund and Barca and all those other games. Like, yeah.
I think teams are just cautious. They don't want to lose it. I just really think teams are very cautious, man. I hope that's not the case in the Champions League, man. Because I just want to see.
That fucking Conference League, man. That's like the Johnson's paint trophy, innit? To be fair. if any of us was in that, right? We'd be getting ripped the piss right out of. If Toby had got to that final, we would be going crazy at him. And Mourinho running around crying and all that. I'm not having it, man. And people going, 5 European trophies in fight and all this shit. Fuck me, man. You seen the teams in the gaff?
Yeah, I'm with Steve. I'm with Steve. And this is not elitism, just because we support Liverpool, Man City. But honestly, Mourinho will go down as one of the all-time greats. I don't know what that means, like in terms of ranking, top 10, top 7, top 6. I don't know. Yeah, that's easy, a debate for a show, possibly, Turkish. Yeah. There you go. Don't say we don't. We ain't got content ideas, brother. We smoking out here. Yeah. But his antics and the media reaction to it yesterday, fuck off with that. That is a Conference League Cup. And you're talking about, as Steve said.
I think
said,
it's what it means to Roma, though. First European.
Yeah, trophy. I think, yeah.
They finished seventh, man. Yeah. And shit. Come on, where you want to go?
No, I just feel like for me, it was
trophy that they made up. They made
where you
up.
Go?
Nah, you in the Europa League. Nah. It's for teams that can't even get in the Europa League.
No, but it's a sentiment.
It's that you're in. That's what shit is.
It's a third rate. It's a third rate trophy. It's bollocks.
No, but I get that. But for teams that don't get a chance to go into Europe far, I think
the song slaps. Just a remix.
Well, you know what I mean. We'll be in that next season. But again, like I said to you,
this is what you call media. Publicity, branding, image, Mourinho. Come on, man. He's better.
No. I think for me, Mourinho is a different story. But I think for Roma, I think it was a story of first ever European
trophy in like 62 years or something.
62 years, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm not
begrudging. Do you think Pep Guardiola, if he manages a team in the future, wins?
He will never go down to that level. He will never go down to that level.
Start crying on the pitch and running around and all that.
He'll retire. But I honestly think Jose Mourinho just loves football. And I think even if he was managing in the championship, he would be crying if he won the playoff final. Like, I don't think he bases his emotions based on the level of trophy he's winning. I think he's just happy to win a trophy with the group of players he's got. I think, listen, I'm not going to bring
him back. He's so shameless. That's all it is, isn't it? He's shameless with it. Like, listen, come on. That's all it is.
Shameless or not, brothers picked up a trophy. Do you know what I mean? At the end
that's
of the
what
day,
I'm saying, isn't it? Yeah,
trophies are there to be won. I'm not going to begrudge Roma of winning a European competition. Although I don't put a lot of
I don't put a lot of stock into the trophy because it's so new and like it's got no pedigree or no history to it yet, but they still won a trophy. And I'm not even begrudging them of playing bad football. I just said as a neutral, it was shit to watch, but obviously it doesn't matter. It's a final, you win the game. I remember when we played, I think 2015 final, and Mourinho said the same thing in the League Cup. You know, you don't come to play pretty football, you just come to win. So it is what it is. But it's going to take time for that trophy to get some respect. I think I recommended the only way it's going to get respect, to be honest, is if it has its own day in the week. If it's on a Thursday, Europa was on a Wednesday, and Champions League was on a Tuesday. So you put two competitions on one day, everybody's going to be watching Europa. So that's the only way I can see people actually really getting into it like that. But we'll see. It's going to take time.
Definitely. Let me get the last few super chats in so we can move on to team of the season. Favorite show of mine on YouTube. Big up all of you. Do a top six Prem managers as well on the Big Six channel. I think we'd have to extend that to managers across the world. But yeah, Grizz is right. It's definitely something we can do. Karen says, Pep selling on his second-hand players to his second-hand coach, Mikel. You love to see it. Sally says, don't forget the last time Madrid lost the Champions League final was against Liverpool in 81, and it was in Paris. Written in the stars, ? And King Juice here, big up from the States. It's been an absolute privilege to watch you guys every week this season. It looks like the battle of the midfield. Grizz, who will shine from the Liverpool side? Love for that, my guy. Grizz?
From the Liverpool side, hopefully Thiago, innit, man? If he's fit, hopefully Thiago. But I'm not looking for individuals, man. I'm hoping the collective beat their collective, because they work as a team, their unit. You know what I mean? None of them have got physical attributes that you think are outstanding, but the intellect and the way they play and their technique is second to none, and we have to match that if we've got any chance.
Fair enough. Last one. I'm sorry, Grizz, but Klopp celebrating after a draw with West Brom is okay, but Mourinho crying after winning the trophy is too far. Emotion is important. And look who it is. Here he is. What are you saying, my bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
This brother is finished.
I can't lie. He
just came from a nap.
You might as well go rest, my guy. If you want to rest.
No. I've literally woken up now. I thought I've hit the jackpot. Like, I'm waking up like 10 minutes before 10 p.m. I checked the time. This can't be right. Can I see
you at the right time or something?
I'm like, wow. I was like, wow, listen,
jeez, man.
You're a disgrace, innit? You're a disgrace, innit? You're a disgrace.
Top four hangover, man. Allow me celebrate.
It's top four hangover.
But have you really just celebrated that whole week just because you reached top four on the last day? against the shit Arsenal team.
He caught a flight and everything.
I was knackered, mate. Yeah.
You've been partying for this top four.
I was knackered, man. It was my last night there. I've literally had like 3 hours sleep in the last 24 hours. I went out, literally got home, showered, changed, and then had to head to the airport, and then came back, and the rest is history. So, but it's business. It's been busy.
It doesn't look like you're at home. It looks like you just slept at the office. You got all the cabinet in the back, the filing cabinet. You just locked
up. Yeah, I've decided a different seating area today, man. But I'm here now anyway. I'm here.
Big up, man. Enjoy your holiday.
Welcome back.
It was great.
Big up. We're going to get into team of the season now. We've just got another one here from Rand. Says, I still don't understand why Arsenal fans are saying it wasn't a good season for them. So you're saying if Arsenal won just one more game, putting them on 23 wins, then it's a good season, but 22 wins isn't, bro. If I get into it, we can be here all night.
We're going to be here all day, man. Appreciate the super chat.
We did on Sunday, and we're re-signing Eddie Nketiah to a new contract. It already feels like a long transfer window.
Yeah, you didn't know about it.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. That's quality for Eddie. I'm so happy for him. I'm happy for Eddie.
I hope they're all wrong, but it doesn't seem so, because the amount of people that have tried to confirm it and say it's nearly happening, it's leading me to believe that it's true.
He deserves it, though. He had a good, strong end to the season.
Yeah, all right.
And it was started by us as well, to be fair, so you're welcome at Stamford Bridge.
Deserves 100 bags a week, really.
Fuck me.
100 bags a week? Don't piss me off.
Yeah,
bro,
man. Hey, brother.
Yo, this is
That's
brilliant.
Crazy.
That's what they're saying.
Nah, you should be happy for him still.
That's crazy. Turkish, do you put any realism on these Morata rumors?
Nah. I can't believe
that's true.
Listen,
can you imagine we go into next season with Morata and Eddie Nketiah?
Listen, let me tell you something, yeah? If Arteta can get a new contract, then so can Eddie Nketiah. As simple as that.
That's true.
Yeah? You want to reward it? Reward it, people. Yeah.
And the number 14, apparently, I'm hearing. Number 14.
No. Let's wait.
Henri.
I haven't read that.
I heard that as well.
Henri's legacy to the line. Henri's legacy to the line. Come on.
Instead of them to retire the number. Instead of them to retire the number, I don't even dislike Nketiah. I've actually grown to.
But numbers don't mean anything, man. What Smith Rowe's got number 10 in it.
Yeah, watch when Dan James rocks up at Man United with number 7. You'll see if you're still saying that, mate.
Listen. Are we moving on from the preview? Yeah, the Madrid Liverpool.
You haven't given your previews. I've given mine.
Toby can have his say on it, but we do need to move on to the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
say. I just wanted to shout out the people, the lads at Let's Be Real. Real Madrid podcast that I've done a show with. Steve done it as well with him. So shout out, go down and check out a preview I've done with him, man. Nice set of guys, man. They're regular watchers of our show. Massive fans of the six. Let's Be Real. So Let's Be Real.
Yeah.
Good, man. Mm-hmm.
Big fans of the show as well. So shout out them.
You heard that, people. Grizz has done a preview. Steve's been on the channel. Let's Be Real. Make sure you show some love over there too. Team of the season time. Before we do, Rohit is asking, will there be a debate for the best Premier League times on the Big Six channel? Like, that's another debate that's definitely, well, not in the works, but it's in the back pocket to get done one day, because that's another healthy debate, to say the least. So, yeah, goalkeepers. Let's start with the goalkeeper of the season and the team of the season. We'll start with one person and we'll go around clockwise. So let's just start with Steve this time and then Saeed and so on. Steve.
I'm going to go with my man, innit? Edison. Gets a lot of criticism every now and then, but I've always said it is a big part of what we do. Did he win the Golden Gloves in the end? Or did he join tie?
Alisson won it, I think.
Alisson won it.
How did his level going into the last game? Alisson conceded. Oh, yeah. Is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Alisson, yeah.
I'll check it. I should have seen Edison with the trophy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Then some dickhead in the chat there, he had a stinker of a season. Show me where he had a stinker of a season. Fuck me.
There was one comment, Steve. There was only one comment.
Yeah, but Steve, you're not turning up from his 12-year-old. You get in bed, man, at that age. Get your dad to put you in bed.
It was point.
Yo, bedtime for you little ones, man. Bedtime.
52 times this season I've watched him and I can't remember him having a stinker, yeah?
2018.
Like Saeed when he said Kevin De Bruyne was dropping stinkers. Remember that one?
He was, though. It was a fact.
He was trying.
Go on, Saeed.
I'm going for Edison. It's my opinion, isn't it? I'm going for Edison.
It's all about opinions. I'm going to go with Alisson, man. For me, he's clear. I genuinely think he's clear, man. For me, he almost like he's got that shade of Peter Schmeichel about him, the way he comes out. And nobody talks about that, you know. The way he like puts his body and he kind of arranges it so that you can't even beat him is scary, man. He comes off his line. One of the best sweeper keepers in world football, if not the best. I think he's getting better and better. I'm going for Alisson. For me, clear, outstanding.
Grizz?
Alisson, man.
No need to know.
Back at that FA Cup penalty shootout win as well. Some of the saves he's made for us. We play this high line, which is ridiculous. So there's a lot of one-on-ones he has to deal with. And how many times do you see him get beat on a one-on-one, which is quite insane because you think the strike would be favourite, right, on a one-on-one. Like it's almost like they shit themselves when they see him. So for me, Alisson.
Go on, Tobes.
I'm going for Lloris. 16 Premier League clean sheets this season. You know where I stand.
I'm just looking at Chris.
I'm going with
Lloris. I've been screaming all season. He's had a brilliant season, bar like the two moments of madness that you see from Lloris per season. He's been excellent yet again for us, and he won't get his plaudits from the wider football fans. So I'm going to do that.
Can you pinch?
He said this brother's still sleeping.
Wake up,
Edison won the Golden Glove and you tried to put Martinez in for Aston Villa. Remember that last year, everybody?
Yeah, I do.
Is he an Edison agenda? Yeah.
No, it's not Edison agenda.
Edison Golden Gloves. This year it's Edison Golden Gloves with Alisson. And now it's Alisson.
Toby, can I ask a question, Toby? He's had a strong end to the season, but there was a period where he was costing you games, man. Do you remember when he was costing you?
There was two games, Saeed. There was two games.
I don't know. And there was a period where you had a sticky patch.
There was no period.
I don't know what you've spoken in Nigeria, man, but I tell you what, you're coming out with a belter there.
Nah, it's the truth, though. There was two games. Like, case in point, Edison, yeah. I think Lloris has had a better season than Edison. I genuinely believe that. I think he's had a better season than Edison. And
I'm pretty sure I remember a period in the season, Toby, you saying that Lloris is costing you with mistakes.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I came from.
It was two games because you got away with it in two games. It wasn't two games.
It was Wolves and it was Man City. Which other ones?
Those are the only two games. I don't know. I don't watch Tottenham. They're the only two games.
Those two. He made the two mistakes versus Wolves. We lost the game. And he made the mistake against Man City against Gundogan. And we won the game.
David De Gea's had a better season than them all if you're looking at things like that. Because if
you know what?
I'd be relegated.
De Gea's had a good season, though. I don't get why people pretend as if he hasn't had a good season.
His distribution has been pretty.
Well, there we go. Look at his distribution.
He's given the ball away in areas that have led to turnovers. I said he's had a good season.
I didn't say he's been the best.
I bet you're going to say Mendy has better distribution than De Gea.
Saeed was saying he was the best goalkeeper in the league at one point, so I had to shut that
up. No, but he was, though. He was. But again, you know when you talk about this distribution, let me just say something. This distribution hype, yeah? You Chelsea fans talk about Mendy.
Don't call it hype. You're not Cavs.
The idea that De Gea's got this mad, you know, kind of distribution or what? Does anyone watch Mendy?
I'm just trying to say though.
You're trying to make a dig at De Gea, so I'm just trying to give you one back, really.
Yeah, but this idea that De Gea is the best goalkeeper in the league.
No, I'm just saying this idea that De Gea's bad at distribution. Nobody talks about Mendy's distribution.
Yeah, but no one called Mendy the best goalkeeper in the league.
No, but it's not about that. Though. I'm just talking about distribution. Yeah, Chelsea fans talk about distribution, and Mendy is probably arguably even worse. Like, you know, when you look at his pass out from the back, it's cost Chelsea loads of games. When you look at the game, has he actually directed an actual goal though? I don't think it has been.
You show me
the evidence here, and then
I'll go find it. I'm pretty sure it has.
It's maybe led on to where the defense has been a bit shaky, but not actual direct goal. I'm sure I can't. I've been to what Sean gave to see is a direct leader to goal. I'm sorry, I'm not sure. But again, I'm picking Alisson because I think that we've conceded a lot of goals. For me, Alisson has been clear. That's why I've not put De Gea in this one. If it was a kind of a, you know, a season where you could look upon it and thought David De Gea, but nah. Alisson's clear for me.
You actually write, like, I thought I wrote for Lloris, but you ride for De Gea.
Because you know what it is, though? I just feel like he gets suspected,
getting into people, Statman Baines and a few other
guys. Yeah, man, I have to back the guy because for me...
James Redson, bang, Saeed.
You know what it is for me? I just think for me, I don't know if I'm old school or what, but a keeper's supposed to be a keeper, man. Like, all this playing out from the back, nonsense, man. Got defenders there. Keep your position tight. Everybody compact. All this kicking about on all this nonsense, man. Edison's been trying a lot this season and it's been a bit shaky, Steve.
You sounded like a top red.
I'm not sounding like a top red. I'm just trying to defend David De Gea in terms of... I'm not saying he's the best in terms of everything. He's a complete keeper. But David De Gea as a keeper, man, he's unbelievable, man. If you actually watch him, the saves he's making, I just feel like, for me, just hold back on the slander on David De Gea. If you mean that, okay, someone else can do a better job than him. Fair enough.
He's made more mistakes than Lloris this season as well.
Sorry?
David De Gea, he's made more mistakes than Lloris this season. But...
Yeah, I don't know.
We had to keep it moving, though. Matisse, what's your vote?
Alisson, yeah. Easy winner for me. I think Alisson, the amount of pressure Liverpool's high line put him under to be as an individual entity, he has to do ridiculous stuff like 1v1 and obviously, you know, just... He is the last man in that line of defense. It's nuts how many times they expose him, but they can because he's obviously able to deal with it. So yeah, he wins it for me.
Yeah, I get Alisson. It was actually Sar for me, but yeah, I get Alisson. I think Sar's come in and done well, more than well at Wolves. But obviously, Alisson and Edison are you know the outstanding candidates. Alisson wins it though. Three votes for Alisson, so he's goalkeeper right back. Saeed, let's start with you. This one should be an easy one.
Yeah, Trent. I'm going for Trent. I think I'm going to look past his defensive you know, frailties. I think I'm gonna, you know, I'm mature enough to look beyond that. I think can I just say that, Chris? Is that all right? Look at that. I'm trying to give some praise, and it's just, you're not even looking at me. But I think for me, he's clear, man. Assist wise, impact in a game. I just think he's a top right back. I'm going for Trent. Easy.
Trent. Grizz.
Yeah, Trent.
Tobes.
Trent. Best right back of the season.
No, I have to go Trent. I'm not gonna joke around. However, if Reece had stayed fit the whole season, then I think he would have potentially won this one, because Reece, I think, ended with like one less goal contribution, and he played like loads less games. He missed like a couple months of the season. And Reece has been transformational for us. So I give it to Trent. He played more games, but yeah, Reece would have got it, I think, for me, if he had played the whole season.
Trent, for me as well, man. It goes without saying. Everything Saeed said and more. Steve's nodding.
Yeah,
full house for Trent. Right back of the season, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Left back, I think, is more of a debate. Grizz, let's start with you. You might not think it's the case, but yeah, left back.
No, Cancelo for me. Cancelo, absolute wonderful, wonderful technician. Is some of his assists any midfielders would be proud of. For me, Cancelo, clear.
Cancelo, I'm surprised at that. Tobes.
Yeah. I'm surprised Grizz went with that, because I think Robertson has been unbelievable this season. So I'm actually going to go with Andy Robertson. I think he's been fantastic this season. Back to his best.
Yeah, Matisse.
It's tough, man. I think I'm edging it at Cancelo. I just think what he does on the football is just ridiculous sometimes, man. He's a ridiculous footballer. Forget fullback, he's just a mad footballer. He's mad.
He is. That's what makes it difficult, because I'm with Tobes. I think I'm going to go with Robertson, but Cancelo's just... He's a mad footballer.
He's bonkers.
The space he picks up on the pitch is crazy.
Don't get me wrong, Robertson is not short of... He's the third assist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From left back, he's mad, insane. So I'm not shooting down Robertson, but just personal opinion, innit? Yeah. It's hard for me to not nominate Robertson, but I'm trying to be as fair as I can, because Cancelo, I love watching Cancelo as well.
Steve?
Both are strong names. Exactly. Yeah.
Obviously, he's not even a natural left back. He's solid there. I think he's better there, to be honest. And like you say, technical-wise, he's out of this world. Some of the assists outside of the boot, some of the goals he scores, you know, cutting in. He's had a great season as well. So for me, 100% Cancelo.
Cancelo. Saeed?
I think I'm going to be different, man. I'm going to go for Brighton's Cucurella, man. You know what? I just think for me, when...
Hold on a minute. It's Cucurella. He's signing for us next week.
Is that a done deal, Steve, yeah?
Well,
Well, listen, he's been brilliant. Yeah, of course he is. They need a left back.
I want him, man.
It's all done by the... Just agreeing with Brighton. He's coming. I got told
35.
Fucking hell.
Wow, that's a nice fit for
Ryan. Can you stop ruining football, man?
That's a good price. That's a good price, man.
Yeah, I think if you look at outstanding season, Cucurella, I think it's up there, man. I just think as a natural left back, up and down. For me, as well, he's actually good at defending. You know, most modern left backs, you know.
It's the energy, man. The energy of the kid.
Yeah.
When you watch him play, he's non-stop, man. Non-stop.
Yeah, I'm going with Cucurella. Obviously, I'm outnumbered, but I just thought for me, I was going to choose Cancelo.
I think you've ruined the vote as well.
Cancelo's got three.
Cancelo's got three.
Yeah,
but Cucurella's a brilliant shout. He's been quality, man. I think he's up there in all the metrics this season for his position. He's right up there. Top player of the year as well.
Tell us more. Cancelo gets left back. Moving on to centre backs. Tobes, first centre back.
Van Dijk is the obvious one. He has to be there.
You might as well just go all around that one, isn't it?
And then the right side is... Oh, the right side is tough. I can't even lie. Can we go around? Because the right one
is tough. We're choosing one first, isn't it? We're choosing one first and then go around.
Yeah, well, I was going to do one first and go around.
Yeah, well, Van Dijk.
I'm choosing Van Dijk, so...
Are we playing four at the back, yeah?
Yeah.
That's important for me.
Yeah.
Between the six and five, isn't it?
Here we go.
Van Dijk, Matisse.
Van Dijk, yeah. Van Dijk's the first option, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, same. Van Dijk. Steve?
John Stones.
Saeed?
Van Dijk, you know what I mean? This monster, in it. Van Dijk.
Grizz.
Van Dijk.
So he makes the first centre-back. Tobes, back to you for the second.
That went quick. That went rapid. We can have a debate on it.
It's between... Oh, fuck.
Yo, but pick your guy, Toby, man. Pick your guy.
Yeah, I am. The three names in my head is Matip, Rudiger, and...
Stones.
No, not
your
Stones.
Guy, man. Your guy.
How can you say not Stones, man? Forgetting about the season he's had. He's only been injured the last few years.
Nah, man. It's Toby's guy, mate. Man.
Class.
What, the third option, I wanted to honorary mention for Romero, but he missed 3 months of the season, so I can't put him there.
Yeah.
I'll go with Matip, man. I'll go with Matip.
Matip, yeah.
Yeah.
Matisse.
I'm putting in Thiago Silva. I know people aren't gonna like it, but I have to stick up for my legendary man of the game. He's been ridiculous. He's like 37 and he's played literally nearly all of our games this season. And yeah, he's just been class. So where would we be without him? And I think him next to Van Dijk, it would be a dope partnership. So I'm gonna have to pay tribute to him. I don't think anybody else is going to vote for him. I'll throw him out there.
Silva, yeah.
That was a bit of a... Yeah. Figured one that
listen
one,
if you had Silver in your team, you'd worship him, mate. Trust me, with the clouds.
Nah, I feel like that's a bit of a feel sorry for Silver kind of.
No, not really. He's a quality player, he's just not going to get chosen. It could have been him or Rudiger, but you know,
so why don't you just choose a better centre back that's played the season?
What do you mean? They've both played most of the games.
Mm. All right, fair enough.
Mm. I'm stuck with a couple City one, Diaz or Laporte. I'm surprised Steve said Stones ahead, but. I'm going to go with Diaz. I'm going to stick with Diaz. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Diaz. How come you said Stones, Steve?
I think Stones had a better season than anyone. I mean, Laporte's been okay, but Stones has been class. Ask any City fan this season. Stones has been our best defender. Ruben was injured for a long time. He came back in and got injured again. But John Stones, honestly, I tell you.
He's been good. He's been really good.
So really are you voting good for him again?
Yeah.
Stones.
What, Stones twice? You're going to have two Stones next week.
Yes, I was going to say you spit tolls twice, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
I picked Harry Maguire then.
I'm just trying to let you know. You picked the actual...
Harry, Harry Maguire has gave me so much joy this season.
I'm not even trying to banner him, man. No, but honestly, I'm not even bannering you, Steve.
Why are you not putting in Ben White?
Allow me, man.
I might talking about what?
Yeah, why are you not putting any of them in?
You're not bugging.
Who, Gabriel and Ben White?
No, I'm just saying, it's mad. It's because I heard so much about your quality in defense last season, and yet none of them make the team of the year. Interesting.
Yeah.
City got the best defensive record in the Prem.
joint, innit? Is it? Don't you and Liverpool have the joint best record?
I don't know, but so it'd be criminal not to be getting one of the centre-backs in there.
That's what I thought as well, to be honest. That's what I thought. Obviously, Diaz hasn't played all the games, but...
Laporte's had a solid season, but he's been a bit rocky for me, in my personal opinion. But John Stones, for me, has not put a foot wrong.
General John
Stones. You voted Stones. You can vote Stones again because he didn't make the first cut. So you can vote
Stones. Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Saeed.
I'm going to pick Stones as well. I think he's been City's best centre-back. I think Diaz hasn't been the kind of player he was last season.
Sell out.
Sorry?
You're a sellout.
You're a Man City fan now, yeah?
How am I sellout?
I know.
You're a Man City fan, yeah? Right, cool.
So only a matter of time before the half and half scars are around. Cool.
Listen, you man, stop being... What's that from?
Give me the word.
Is it
Astaire Blue Moon? You saw me standing. Go on, sing it then.
I ain't singing shit, mate. I'm just thinking who's been one of the best centre-backs in the league.
Wait, don't tell me John Stones has played 14 Premier League games. Who said that in the chat? That's bullshit, surely.
Nah, surely not.
Hold on a second, youth.
He's had
14. Take him out of his team now. 14 Premier League games.
No, how many games has Matip had? Let me ask him.
Matip's played.
There's 38 games, lads.
That's a joke. I think for me personally,
there's 38 games.
He's not going to get voted in. He's not going to get voted in anyway.
But the thing is, though, you got to have context, though. In them 14 games,
you remember saying that 14 games.
That's going to be the same for Romero then.
You might have been waffling.
That's what I'm saying. Why do you do that then, innit?
It's not big enough sample size. Romero's even played more than Johnson.
Listen, we're using a vote, innit?
Matip has played 38 games. John Stones has played 14. John Stones has won the fucking league. John Stones is better than Romero.
John Stones isn't better. John Stones isn't better than Romero.
Oh, shut up, man.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Don't joke with that one. Don't joke with that one.
No, I'm not joking. Listen, I'm not joking, mate.
He's not fair. Just because he's part
John
of a title
Stones
winning...
John Stones is better than Romero. You've been smoking Nagy juice in Nigeria every week. So go back over there, because your head's fried.
Tell me, no, he isn't. John Stones is not
better. Just because you're part of a title-winning team doesn't mean...
You're the man that was telling me Ndombele was one of the world-class midfielders when we met in Croydon.
I've never called him world-class.
He did. You said you've signed a world-class midfielder in Ndombele, and you're talking pure shit.
I thought he was quality, but... You have
yeah, but you should Romero's quality, so your opinion's pretty.
Romero is quality. No, anyone
better than John Stones.
Listen, Steve, John Stones only played 14 Premier League games.
I don't think we need to stop here because Saeed, is there any after giving you context?
Is he going on number of games? Is that how you choose? So if you play more games,
you know what? No. I think no, you know what? That's
14 games a bit.
Thiago Silva
categorically has been better than John Stones this season. He's like 50 years old and he's played at a really high level throughout the season, throughout the campaign. He's played 32 times this season.
And you know what's so funny?
And he's played really well in the majority of those games. Come on, let's not do that. It's not just about number of games.
No. I'm going to change it. Hold on a minute. This is my vote, this is. What are you doing?
I know. I'm not voting, bro. You can't diss Romero for being surrounded by Emerson Royale, fucking Ben Davies and shit defenders like that, and then come and say, "Oh, Romero hasn't been defending brilliant." You have to look at the player, people. You can't look at the structure and everybody in the structure's being good. So now every single defender in that structure is elite. You can't do that.
But you know what is though? I just use the context of Stones this season. In the games that he's played for me, it's been monstrous for Man City. It's been City's best defender. But okay. Listen, guys, I've got a butt here. Chill out. Having looked at my team. I've looked at the games he's played and he's had an exceptional season. I'm going to change it to my tip. And I think that's only right. So my tip goes in. There you are. But for me, though, a lot of people put into context. People can have 38 games, mate, and they've had a shit season still.
Yeah,
so
I know, but...
You get what I'm trying to say? Like, context does matter.
But it's not about number of games. Someone like Rudiger, for instance. Rudiger was better than John Stones this season.
Nah, I don't think so.
He was brilliant. He was better than John Stones this season.
Chelsea were looking like they were going to beat their defensive record for the first.
I don't know if I can judge Chelsea.
Rudiger's only had a bad couple of games.
But I think John Stones is underrated.
I rate him very highly.
But Joe Matip criminally gets underrated and has been since his time in the Premier League. So I'm not gonna not have Matip finally in one team of the year. Matip is consistently, and before the accusation was he doesn't play enough, which I used to hold back and sit down, and eat my humble pie. But this year he's played every single game near enough, and he's not been out in terms of unless he's rotated. So Joe Matip gets in there.
Cool. So
Matip and Van Dijk, centre backs. It is mad to me though that he's one Man City player, four Liverpool players, and your defensive record was the same.
Yeah, don't mind saying with the goal.
It's because they rotate too much. Tell them to stop rotating.
It's not that mad because as we go into the other sections of the team.
Yeah. It will even itself out.
Depends on how many games you play. Everybody knows Pep rotates, so you have to pay the price, isn't it?
I've only been at 52 games this season. You know, my opinion means fuck all.
Yeah, but you're biased.
How can I be biased? rights, man. I've just give Liverpool players and the goalkeeper.
Because you just said Rudiger, you just disrespected Rudiger.
Because he's only played 14 games, but in them 14 games, he's been absolutely unbelievable and been a massive part of what Man City's done to win the Premier League. But apparently, because he's played 14 and Romero's played 32,
Romero hasn't played 32. Romero's played 22, which is why
I don't give a fuck because I don't watch Romero because he's shit.
Yeah, you don't watch him. That's why you don't watch him. You just watch him.
How can I watch him when I'm too busy at the match?
You're too busy following the champions. I get it, bro. I watched John Stones. Let's not get serious. I watched Romero. There's no way on earth you can tell me that John Stones is a better centre back than Romero. It's falling on deaf ears.
No, that's not right. That's not right.
You can't play 14 games. John Stones got one of them bastards swinging around.
Yeah, he has, because he plays in the better team.
Toby, I generally think you've got a bit far there. John Stones is better than Romero.
Why? He's not. Thank you. You know, I'm not going to talk. Grizz,
I can't believe it.
Do you remember watching Romero? I do watch Romero, by the way, and I've given him his praise.
Because you just said John Stones, they'll say it's Toby being biased, but everything Steve said about John Stones,
I get, because I'm a fan of John Stones.
But you've gone to a bit too far there. But again, I've given credit to Toby. When you said about Romero, I was like,
in a short space of time, he's come into an awful Spurs team, you know, he's playing with awful players. We know about their fullbacks and whatnot, and Dyer and Davis. Come on, Romero's an absolute beast of a centre back, man. You got to give him props.
Exactly. I'm moving on to centre mid. Centre mid. It depends.
Is it a 4-3-3 or 4-2-3?
Yeah, let's do one holding. Yeah, let's do a DM, and then we do it like that, and then 2-8s or something like that.
Rodri, easy. It's not even a conversation.
Put that down.
Anybody who says otherwise is trolling on this panel.
Yeah, no more trolling.
Rodri, how many games did Rodri play? I don't know, enough, bro.
Every single game.
I know Rodri's played every game.
Come on, Steve.
Why are you mentioning Hoybier?
You've got 35 Ben and Dino, remember?
So what are we doing? Four, three, three. De Bruyne. I think it's a clean sweep for De Bruyne as well. De Bruyne, yeah. So that's what I'm going, Hoiberg. I can't believe how right. He's right. Rodri's not even mentioned. De Bruyne, no one's even mentioned. Can't believe it. Premier League champion, look how salty he is. So Rodri and De Bruyne are nailed on. The third one's going to be debatable, so let's do this.
Who's it? It's you.
This is your time to make up for... That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Thiago.
No, don't get me wrong. Ever since I said that about Thiago, I've been proven... he's proven me wrong. Don't get me twisted. But I'm tempted to say Declan Rice, you know.
It's not a bad shout, though.
And that's not a disrespect on Thiago or Liverpool, but I'm looking at the team and it's just looking like City, Liverpool, FC. And I think there's been a couple other teams that have done well for their standards.
Because we're 20 points clear of everyone else.
Yeah, I know.
I would go with Bernardo, Declan, I can't lie.
Yeah, you would go Turkish, it's not even a kind of a wild shout though. I don't know why you're hesitant. I'll tell you why it's a bit awkward
because the formation that we
exactly, that's what I was kind of looking at. If we're playing with a pivot, it's different.
I'm gonna go with Rice. I'm sticking with Rice. Fuck it, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to Harry Winks.
Oh no, this game, come on, man.
If that's what we're doing, Steve, then cool. He's only played four games, but that's cool. I know who I'm picking.
Nah, I'm going for Thiago.
Saeed?
Have you seen the chat? Steve's rattled. Look at me face. I'm having a fucking joke. Calm down.
Man. Yeah,
everyone gets excited, man. People ripping the head off it because they think I'm fucking rattled. Are they mad?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I was going to choose Bernardo Silva, but I feel like he started off the season great, had a bit of a purple patch, and then kind of ended the season a bit more stronger. I think for me, Declan Rice has been solid throughout, man. Let's be real, man. Throughout the season, Declan Rice has put in a good 8 out of 10 every week when you actually really watch him. So I'm going with Declan Rice. I don't really care about formations because this is a team of the season, isn't it? I don't know why we're so hesitant on formations. For me, Declan Rice, isn't it?
They don't do tactics at Man United, you see, guys.
Well, you know what I mean? Tactical Tuchel, that's what your name is.
Listen, you take it, mate. When Jamie Carragher linked him to your club, you man started going off.
I don't know. I wasn't.
That's just because you got an image to protect on the big six. I know what you think.
I'm always laughing anyway, Matisse. Don't worry, man.
Brilliant. Can I write down your vote without asking?
100%. Honourable shout for Gallagher. There's a good shout for Gallagher.
Yeah, there's a few, man.
There isn't. I'm not going to lie. There isn't a shout for Gallagher. Yeah, He's dropped off towards the end of the season.
Okay, fair enough. Thiago Alcantara, man. You need to watch him to appreciate him. I don't know. You don't watch him. That's up to you, though.
Thiago. It's ridiculous. 2 votes apiece, Tobes.
I'm going to go with Declan Rice, man. I think he's been really consistent. He may not have the technical quality some of these other midfielders have, but he's put in, you know what you're getting from Declan Rice week in, week out for West Ham. And yeah, he's done a job, man. So I'll put him in that team.
Matisse.
What is that?
What was that? Stop now. I'm edging towards Thiago. There has been a few games where, and I think it's mainly because Rice hasn't been rested, because there's no rotation in that midfield, because obviously they've got no depth, it's just Noble. But there has been some games, especially after those Europa League. I think if we're talking about team of the season in Premier League, I'm going Thiago, because I think there's been a lot of West Ham games recently where their midfield has not really been that great. And he hasn't been that great as much as people are saying, well, in terms of just like every single game. You're talking like as if he's putting out he's not putting out 8 out of 10s every single game. I've watched a few games, some games getting dominated in midfield. So I'm going to go Thiago, yeah.
Thiago, so your vote makes it 3-3. So what I've done is I've put a poll in the chat now.
Yeah, man, this is where the chat get involved, isn't it?
Yeah, this is your time to get involved, chat. Thiago or Rice, I'm going to leave that running for the next...
Give it Fabregas.
Give it what? Say that again?
I said, you know, give it Fabregas.
Can I give another honorary mention? I think Madison might be in there as well. Madison, man, for Leicester.
Madison's had a good season. He's had a good season.
He's had a good season, but I wouldn't say team of the year, personally.
Is it the whole season?
I think he's been quality, man. I've been watching him all season, man.
Yeah, he has. But
Leicester's been the only person in that team that's done something. So, you know,
I'm going to leave that in the chat for about 10 minutes or until the next tiebreaker. If there's no tiebreaker, we'll review it at the end of the team. So that one's open for now. Moving on to right wing. Is this a clean sweep again?
Hold on. Bernardo was mentioned, Steve. Steven Bernardo, does Bernardo deserve to be in there? Because people are mentioning Bernardo Silva.
Listen, Bernardo had a great start to the season, but like you say, he dropped off a little bit. I think it was due to Pep rotating him all over the shop, but I think Thiago has had more of a consistent season than Bernardo, so that's why I went with Thiago.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
Right wing. Who was we at? I started the last one.
Steve.
Salah. Anyone against Salah?
Salah.
Yeah, Mahrez, because you won the league. That's how it works, right?
Oh!
I've robbed you today, man. I'm playing Mahrez on the left.
Yo, why is everyone on Steve today, man? Bowen
gets a big shout as well. I think Bowen deserves a massive shout. Bowen's been very, very good.
Yeah. Salah, man. It should be
honourable shout. Honourable shout for Bowen. Yeah. Honourable shout. I'm back in that.
Salah gets it, but Bowen
left wing probably not an argument there either.
Argument. Yeah,
Grealish.
Can you still get a room or something, man? What's going on, man?
Left wing. I'm gonna go with Son. I'm gonna go with Son.
Anyone opposing Son?
No.
Name. Son times six. Cool. Striker. So Son was meant to be Saeed, but we'll start striker with you, Saeed. This ain't as cut and dry as people might
think. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a difficult one, this one.
It isn't at all. I can't even lie.
Because no one really lived up to expectation.
Not in a striker position.
Ronaldo.
You know what? I think for me, the thing is Ronaldo, I've got to be fair, he had a purple patch for about 10 games, 15 games where he didn't score. He was looking a bit. So if I can only be fair with what Bernardo had and what Ronaldo had, he's in there, but...
But no strikers had a.
I know. You know what? I'm going to give it. You know what? No. I'm going to.
Wait, we can do that, actually.
I might do that. I'm not going to lie to you.
No. You know what? I'm going to give the benefit of doubt. I think you have to realize he's 37. He's done his business and he's come in and he's got his fair share of his goals. As 18 goals he scored, he's been the one for me. I've given him some criticism this season. I've thought, you know what? Certain games, but you've got to give hats to Ronaldo. I'm going to give it to Ronaldo up front.
Ronaldo, Grizz.
Yeah.
Honourable shout out to my man Sadio Mane for what he's done, converted as a striker. It's a fucking tough one, isn't it, lads? How many goals did Kane end up with, Tobes?
17.
All competitions, is it?
Nah, league.
Probably.
Yeah, he came through in the
so
he
bad. The start of the
and
season.
He got.
He was Matisse. I hear that, man.
I'm going to go with Kane.
You're gonna wait for me.
Oh, sorry. I thought you're done. Sorry, bro. Because you said money.
You're gonna wait for me.
I thought you were done. You said money.
Okay.
So you told Son, Lloris, Kane, and Romero. Am I right with that?
I didn't choose Romero.
And you're not still pissed.
I didn't choose Romero. I chose Matic.
You know when we were doing them shows live and we were slagging Grizz off for trying to shoehorn Liverpool players into teams. Toby trying to Grizz shoehorn Tottenham players into any argument. Stop it.
Yeah. All right. For me personally, it's Kane or Mane. Mane's been up clutch moments for us. People really stop putting respect. It's been a new position for him, man. I'm going to go for Kane because his ending and strong. He just propelled Spurs into that top four. Just for the sake of...
I'm not sure with the Kane,
them,
though.
Just for sure the sake of the show and fair them on the team complexion, making it not look like a total Liverpool Man City, I'll go for Spurs.
If Kane is going in there, I don't see why Ronaldo gets locked up.
He hasn't achieved anything, though, with United. Kane has just pulled through at the right time when they needed him. He turned it on with some amazing assists.
But you can't really blame that on Ronaldo. He's just done his business, really. It's just the rest of the team that's been poor.
Saeed, you went Ronaldo. Steve, you went Ronaldo, right? I heard you say Ronaldo. Grizz has gone Kane. Tobes, did you say Kane?
Yeah, I'm going Harry Kane. He had a shocking start, but he's come up clutch second half of the season in a couple of matches.
So, Matisse?
Oh, man. It's not good this year. I was so tempted to just go Bernardo Silva in this false nine role. I'm telling you, for Son and Son and Salah would get me goals.
Wait, no, Matisse, no Havertz.
This is what Tuchel has done to him, man. Bloody
no Havertz.
Listen,
why is Havertz not getting the nod?
Because he's not been good enough.
What? That's strange. He's not been good.
That's strange.
Really?
Where's Doherty?
That is news to me.
Where's Doherty? Is Doherty in the team of the year as well? After he was better than Reece James, is he in the team as well?
He's not in the team of the year. But I want to know about 72 million.
Where's Ndombele? Where's Ndombele?
I want to know about 72 million pound Havertz. That's what I want to know, bro.
I want to know where Ndombele is.
Ignore my questions. It's cool. It's cool.
Havertz is playing in the team of the year.
Sorry.
Where's Ndombele? Where's Ndombele? Oh, you loaned him out to stop West Ham and he failed.
Failed? They didn't. Last I checked, they didn't win the Europa League. So, boy, my mission's complete.
Did he stop them, though? No.
He didn't need to stop them.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Somebody else handled this argument.
I don't really understand. I don't really understand it. I've given you a name.
You're giving me a name
for a player that you told me plays well for Chelsea. And
yeah. But that doesn't mean team of the season, does it?
You just said he's not been good.
I said he's not been good enough to make team of the season.
No, you just said he's not been good. You didn't say team of the season.
Toby, rest. I know you had your sleep, so you're...
My job's done.
Toby's had his nap. My job's done.
Thank you.
Because you've had your nap.
So who have you put, Matisse? You got Bernardo Silva?
No, I'm not going to go Bernardo, but I want to. Listen, I'm gonna say the same rule applies. I gave the respect to Thiago Silva for doing that at that age. I'm going to do it with Ronaldo as well, even though none of the strikers have been good, to be fair. So I don't think they've all been consistent, so it doesn't really matter. I'll go Ronaldo.
So that's what Ronaldo's got. 3. Kane's got 2. I'm going to give it to Ronaldo as well. Like I said before, none of the strikers have really lived up to expectation, but Ronaldo's probably done best from where he is coming into this league at that age, in that side. For him to get 18 goals, I'll edge it to Ronaldo. So Ronaldo does it up top. Let me go back to the poll quickly. While I go back to the poll, make sure you guys hit the like button and make sure you guys subscribe to Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tove, Matisse and Skullfuggery, as well as the official Big Six channel. We've got the top 6 attacking mids / number 10s / support strikers coming out in the next week or so. If you're subscribed with the notification bell on, you'll know when that's coming out. And make sure you're subscribed to this channel too, if you're not already. And big up FM London sponsors, 10% off, link in the description. You know what it is already, people. Go grab yourself some basics through FM London. 1,500 of you have voted. Let me end it here. 53% Thiago.
Yeah, makes sense.
Thiago fills in that last slot. Let me just run through the team of the season from the Big Six. Alisson's in goal. Trent is right back. Cancelo left back. Van Dijk and Matip centre backs. Rodri, Thiago and De Bruyne. The midfield 3. Salah on the right. Son on the left. And Ronaldo up top.
That's a serious team, you know.
Serious team, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we put manager? Should we choose a manager?
Nah, Larry, innit?
Should it be Klopp?
Conte should be the show.
What's his name? Nah. What's his name? Eddie Howe.
Eddie Howe, yeah.
Nah. Thomas Frank.
It's Pep, man. It's Pep.
It's Pep for me.
Let's not rattle Steve.
Let's get through some super chats before we call it a night, people. Pac-Man says Nketiah getting 14 would be mad. Guys closer to Lenny Henry than Thierry Henry. Jose Sarr for keeper of the season saved close to 7 HG. The next best is Alisson at 1, then someone at 0.33. Everyone else is negative. The gap is huge. Sam says a cool episode would be everyone picking their unique all-time Premier League six-a-side team. Each of you get to pick a player first, like the predictions. That's a good idea. Regine, again, I know Man United haven't won anything, but the saves De Gea has made this season have been unreal. For me, shot-stopping comes first over distribution.
Fang, you know what, man? What's his name, bro? Can you go back to his name? Wallahi, big up to you, Regine Roger, man. Roper. Big up to you, man. You know what?
Or you can just do both.
Yes, I just there smiling. Ali says, Saeed, do you think that De Gea could get the heart treatment?
Possibly, yeah.
Why? Why?
Just because he's a new manager and you never know what his ideas are. what do you want to say?
He just banged on about how distribution.
Listen, you're not understanding, man. I have to think about it from an outside perspective. You guys are thinking short term, man. But he's been coming back up, man. Short term perspective, I don't think like that anymore. If a new manager comes in, he could be that situation. I'm not trying to say
you're hilarious.
You said distribution don't matter, bro.
What was the question?
It clearly matters.
The question was about distribution.
Ten Haggy,
Turkish.
Ten Haggy wants that distribution, brother.
He said, could David De Gea go and get that same treatment that Joe Hart got? It could possibly well be.
Yeah, why? He's the best keeper in the league. Why would he get that?
Listen, you know,
he's rattling you, man. He's rattling
you. We're nearly in the show. Exactly. I know what he's trying to do.
Mark says people haven't noticed, but Klopp has changed the way he uses Trent. If he continues using him the same way, I think his assist numbers drops next season. Mainly trying to play him like a midfielder now. They got Mark. Matt says Diaz wins us the game Saturday and Mane leaves passing over the crown. Reds win number 7 and Jurgen can start stat padding Club World Cup and Super Cups next season. Big up Matt. We snooker. Best show on YouTube. Big up to everyone. You're all top guys. It's been a fun season, MCFC. Okay, listen, you've been here all season, my guy, like a lot of you in the comments. So love to every single one of you that, you know, have been a part of the journey. This is actually our first full season together. I know it feels like it's been 2 seasons, but we started last year around November time. So this has been the first full season together. And, you know, love to you guys making it what it is as well. Pac-Man says, genuine question, no salt. If Liverpool have so many players in the team of the year, what's the reason they didn't manage to win the league? Make it make sense.
We're winning back to win everything else, including the Champions League. I'm saying it. So, you know what I mean? Appreciate the super chat, £4.49. Much blessings.
To be honest, it's because Pep rotates more and therefore...
But hold on, is this league team of the year or team
of league.
The year?
It's league. I think it's league. Yeah.
I just assumed it was league because
all of us are in all the same competition, so it wouldn't be fair. But I'm just saying, because Pep rotates more, the credit gets shared out more, whereas we know who Liverpool's 11 to 14 players is going to be. That's really what it is.
I get you. I guess that plays a part. It's still mad, though, 3 City players. But, yeah, I guess that makes some sort of sense. KM says, Grizz, Mane was put in the newly as a false nine and scored only one less goal than Kane, whose main position is striker.
I honourable shout out for Mane, but I just went for Kane. My opinion, man. I just for the formation, and I'm a football man, and it just looked at how they would function and all that, and chose Kane. Sorry about that.
And last one here, Saeed's lies are worse than Amber Heard's.
Amber Heard is a compulsive liar, mate. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine? Listen, people. Before you go, hit the like button. Before you go, subscribe to the man them, Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, Skull, Fuggery, and the official channel. We are coming back Monday night to review the Champions League final and obviously wrap up the season properly after the last competition is dealt with. Will it go Liverpool? Will it go Madrid? We find out in a few days. Show some love. I think one will come here. Never missed a single stream. Thanks for the banter. I see you here every week as well, my guy. Like a lot of you. There's a lot of you loyals, you know, subscribers, supporters out there. So big up every single one of you guys, man. Any last thoughts from you guys?
Nah, man. Big up to everybody, man.
That's it.
Imagine you started the season like that, you're going to end the season like that. All right, say no more. People, join us Monday night, 9 p.m. and the big fat Big Six quiz of the year next Thursday, same time, 9 p.m. Grizz has already started praying.
Look at Grizz.
Let's hope it happens,
Grizz. I'm in.
Love, people. Love. We're out.